Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Good morning.
Hey, Fidel. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Hey, good, Zach.
Good. Yes.
I have a question.
Sure.
Something slipped my mind, or I miscalculated something. How much is the payback? Can you reconfirm the number?
Yeah. Let me hold on 1 second here. Let me just pull this up for you. And I just got an update from underwriting, and I believe that it did go through. They did remove that other account, so we should be good to go as far as funding. Hold on 1 second here. Wire instructions. Where the heck is it? Sorry, the computer is going very slow this morning.
It's okay, but I don't know how this skipped my mind. We never discussed how much the interest. You remember, I ran away from Can Capital because it was high interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never told me how much.
I believe it was 23%. Could we discuss it briefly? And we talked about the percentage that was going to be taken out from the credit. It was 15%.
Yeah, but my point, Zach, is how much it's going to cost me to borrow this money. That is my bottom line.
Gotcha. I'm pulling that contract up right now for you.
Thank you. Because I never seen any number. You never sent me numbers.
Where the heck is that?
See, I never got any numbers from you. Like, never any schedule, anything. I didn't get anything like that.
Yeah, I am... Why can't I find this? I remember the total payback was, it was 192 something. So I'm just trying to find the contract.
Okay. Now, the funding was 149, right?
Correct.
Okay, so if we go 149, for example, and we multiply it by 23%, as you say. Hold on a second. Let's see that. 34.7 No, it's more than 23%.
Well, I cannot find the friggin' contract. Hold on 1 second, please.
Okay.
Can I find this? I am about to lose my mind here. Okay, April CanCap, Dahlia App, Banks, SOS, contract. There it is. Got it. Okay. So let's get to the second page here. Okay. So. Okay. There's that. Where the heck? Of course, it's the very last page here. Okay, here we go. So, okay, let me do this real quickly. Times. Okay, total payback is 192,177.
No, my bottom line is how much we agreed on, 23%. How much is that? That does not match the number that we talked about. If 193. Take 193, you said. How much? 190, how much?
192,177.
Okay. And how much funding?
146,700. And again, this is over 16 months.
Yeah. So you're charging me $45,000 for that. That is not 23%, Zach. That's a lot more. So... 45,477 divided by 149,177. That is 30% interest, Zach. That is a lot more than Can Capital, and that's not what we agreed on.
I thought we had agreed on the 15% holdback every day because they were doing 23.
If we agree on 15%, beside the point, bottom in the cost is how much it's costing me. This is 30% interest.
Okay.
If you tell me, you told me I will take 15%, and yes, you told me 23% interest, and I agreed to that. These numbers are not matching.
Have you calculated the fact that it's over 16 months, though?
No, I don't understand. What difference does it make over 16 months?
Because it sounds like that you're breaking it down into a year, which is it's like a year and a quarter.
Okay. I'm breaking it down to a year. You're right.
Yeah.
So 16 months. So
it breaks it down by another, like a quarter, basically.
So bottom line was, again, I'm asking you, bottom line, regardless how much you're taking a day, how much interest?
It looks like because it's the 16 months, it looks like it's right around 26.
Uh-huh. That makes sense now.
Yeah.
So what happened to the 23%?
It looks like that was a miscalculation. It was based on a year.
Okay, now explain to me one more thing.
Sure.
So when we say 15%, we're averaging about $400 to $500 a day payment.
So yeah, if you have a good day, it's going to be a little more expensive. If you have a slower day, it's not going to affect you as much as well.
So let's say I have a $1,000 day in credit card. That's going to go 15%. That's going to be $750. And if I have a $2,000 day, that's going to be $300. So
correct.
It depends on the sales, not on the thing.
Correct.
And based on 16.
So you would, yeah. So if you had a slower day, you wouldn't be penalized for having that slower day. It's proportionate to the amount that was paid on your merchant card that day. So you're not going to be penalized for having slower days.
I see. Is there any way to make this deal go now? Because, you know, I thought I'm paying like around 23%. Now, so another question.
Sure.
Let's if I want to pay earlier, if I have more fund to pay, is that possible or not?
Let me take a look. You could pay it off early. The difference between the merchant capital and working capital is I am not 100% sure that there is an early payment discount, but you can pay it off early without any sort of penalty.
Without penalty, but no discount.
Correct. If it was working capital loan, those are set up a little differently because this is a merchant advanced loan. They're set up differently.
So you said, okay, hold on. Okay, another final question. Is there any way you can adjust, you can reduce a little bit the cost of this loan? The cost, I'm talking the cost. I'm not talking the term or how much you're taking a day. Because I was in the understanding that I'm paying 23% as a cost on the money. Mm-hmm. Now I'm at almost... I'm at 30% now. No, 26%. 3%.
Correct.
Because I'm not lying to you, as much as I need the money, but I don't want to screw myself neither. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, at this point, this looks like this is going to be, you know, the cost of the loan. I actually had discounted it before I presented it. So this is where we're at this point.
So you're telling me, love it or leave it, Fidel. This is it. That's the bottom line.
Yes.
Okay, and you're telling me that they already resolved the issue of FNN News already.
I just checked with the underwriting this morning.
Yeah, I told them to clean up this record because this record was not correct, and I think they did. So...
I spoke with the head of underwriting this morning, and she had reached out to them to just make sure that was there, and I believe that was the only issue. So she's just waiting to hear back. She said it'd be a couple minutes to give me an update.
Okay, dokie. So now the question, because remember, you know, I run a business tightly. I don't want to, you know, we don't default at all. I don't default payment. I run it in the right way. So basically, we're gonna pay about $44,000 for that $150,000 over 16 months.
Correct.
At 26%, then.
Correct.
All right, Zach. I think I'm, though I'm not like extremely happy, but I think go for it.
Okay, we will get everything wrapped up for you today.
Yeah, you need to keep me posted because I already promised vendor payment and they're standby until we get funded. So the minute you say we're funded, I need to tell people go ahead deposit checks.
Yes, I will.
Very important.
Okay. When I receive updates, I will email you. You said, are you going to be near a phone today, or should I email or call you would be the best way to give you updates?
To be honest with you, both ways.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, as soon as I receive information, I will reach out to you, and I will keep you abreast of everything that's happening.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Fidel.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.